Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks just like Chandu? Then send today for Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer. It changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. And you can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen, you take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Now cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Then remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address. Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. The old secret link between the Balkan castle of Sistova and the black magic of ancient Egypt suddenly confronts Frank Chandler when Betty Regent finds in her room a tiny statuette of the evil Egyptian priestess, Oriunda. And by his occult powers, Chandler has already learned that somewhere in the maze of underground rooms is one devoted to the dreadful practice of the black arts. But meanwhile, Chandler has discovered that Jan Metsos, the foreign minister, is searching for a lost plan of the castle, for many years the meeting place of malcontents from all Europe. On the pretext of a social call, Chandler tells Metsos he has found the plan. And to his astonishment, Metsos offers to make him a secret member of the government staff. To unmask the man behind Metsos, Chandler agrees. It is now an hour later. As Chandler returns to the castle, Dorothy Regent meets him at the door. Chandu, the magician.
Oh, Frank, I've been imagining all sorts of things.
Were you planning to visit me in the Lebova prison?
Oh,
you have your hat on, Dot.
Well, I was going to walk down into town to ask how Mrs. Mason is. if you must know, I was going to see Mr. Mason if you weren't back by noon. What's the American consul for?
Well, what did you think Metsos was going to do? Order me shot?
Well, it's not funny. He's quite capable of it. You remember what happened to that radio correspondent in Greece?
Well, you can take off your hat. Metsos and I are pals and buddies, or whatever the current phrase is.
I'm sure you are.
It's true.
Oh, and I suppose you know you forgot to take the plan of the castle with you, after all.
I left it here purposely.
Why? Well, stir up the fire, will you, Frank?
Well, it looks as if you'd been poking at it.
Now, Frank. Oh.
You know, I wonder if there's ever been any research done on why a woman always manages to ruin a perfectly good fire. Where's Bob?
He and Betty are out riding with Nicholas. And you needn't talk about my spoiling the fire. What about Mr. Metsos?
Well, I told you. We're friends. He wants me on his team.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. The moment I told him I had the plan of the castle...
You don't mean he admitted sending people here to look for it?
Yes, he did.
Frank, he must have sent that little image of the priestess.
That's not like Metsos, not. You know, that image must have come here from Dimitri somehow.
Oh, if we just knew how.
I'm beginning to think I do know.
Well, then tell me, for heaven's sake.
Not until I'm sure.
Oh, Frank, I'd rather know. No matter who it is or what it is.
When I come back from Paris, we'll find out.
Paris?
Yes. I told Metzels I'd give him the plan of the castle.
If you do, we're going to move. I'd rather camp out like the gypsies.
Now, Dorothy.
Well, you know how ruthless that man is. He'd think nothing of blowing up the castle with us in it.
Give me a chance to tell you.
He wasn't hunting for that plan just for fun.
Metzos is pretty uneasy at the moment, Dot. He's working under orders from outside the country. And he thinks Dimitri's being set to replace him.
Oh, I don't care anything about that. I just don't see any sense in giving him that plan.
You see, Metzos is working on some scheme of his own. And he's afraid he's been found out.
But
he practically told me so.
Oh, you can't believe anything he says, Frank. Why should he tell you that? A foreigner. An American.
Well, it seems he was suspicious of me when I arrived, so he had some questions asked in Washington.
Oh?
He was given to understand that I'd been handed an insignificant job over here as a punishment.
What? Well, even so,
men with grievances, real or imaginary, have built up men like Metzos from the beginning, as they did Roxor.
Oh, and Hitler. Why must you give him the plan of this place?
Dot, he knows there's a room here where such men have always met. And he can't trust anybody.
Well, I don't...
Don't you see?
Care.
I'm going to give him a duplicate plan.
Oh?
With a few minor alterations to keep him occupied. I hope Robert won't be too busy to make it for me.
Robert?
I'm sure he can do it if he has the time. Where is the plan?
Oh, right there on the table, under the newspaper. Listen, Frank. Why don't you let...
Robert's a chemist. He'll know how to imitate the old ink and age sheepskin so that it'll look like this plan.
Oh, Frank, I'll take it to Paris for you. You can tell me just what you want. Oh, I know he's busy, but I could at least see him. Oh, you don't want me to go.
I'm sorry, Dot. I think I'd better go myself.
I suppose so. When Robert's busy, he doesn't know I'm there anyway, as the children say.
Now, if Metzos gets impatient and sends for the plan, make some excuse. Don't tell him I've gone away.
The way they watch the railway station, he can't help knowing.
I'm not going by train.
There's no other... Oh, I see.
Yes. I'm going in my own way. As soon as I've seen Mason. He should have that report by now.
Report?
I've sent to London for Dimitri's dossier. As soon as I've read it, I'll go.
How'd you know which way we'd gone, Dimitri?
This fine forest is a favorite of Nicholas. Where is he, Bob?
Oh, I'll let Betty and him get ahead of me. He wanted to show us the view from the top of the hill, but...
Excellent.
What do you mean? I stopped when I heard you coming. I wanted to see who it was.
I'm very happy to know you waited for me.
Oh, you'd have caught up with us at the top anyway.
You misunderstand.
You mean you wanted to talk to me?
You find that surprising? We are friends, aren't we?
Sure. I guess so.
Let us ride more slowly. If I wish to see you or Betty, it must be away from the castle. I am not a welcome caller.
Well, you see, Look, Dimitri, I've been wanting to ask you this. What's that music you said nobody but your friends could hear?
It is not easy to explain.
Well, I wish you'd try.
I will put it this way. All one's friends have a quality by which you recognize them. A sense of humor... talent for drawing, the music is mine.
Well, I don't know.
You do not believe me?
Well, I know I heard it. But why doesn't Nicholas hear it, too? He's known you a lot longer than I have.
Are you certain he does not?
I asked him.
When was this?
When he came up to the castle yesterday.
I am sorry you spoke of it to him.
Why?
For several reasons.
I don't get it.
You will come to understand.
Well, I hope so. Because you know what? Every time I hear that music, it seems as if I'm somebody else.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm rude to my mother, and I get into arguments with my uncle, and... You know what I think I'd better do?
No, Bob.
I think I'd better tell my uncle about it.
Oh, no, you will not.
Why not, for Pete's sake? Say, that music isn't some kind of black magic, is it?
How dare you?
Well, Uncle Frank said you knew a lot of those secrets. Like...
So he knows.
Like the Black Magic Temple. under the Sphinx in Egypt. What's the matter with me?
Listen to the music and to my voice.
Huh?
You will never speak of this to Chandler, nor to anyone else. You understand?
Yes. I guess so.
No matter how deeply the music enters your mind, you cannot open your lips to speak of it. Remember.
I'll remember.
Bob! Where are you?
Oh, here I am, Bets. Dimitri rode up to... Well, what's the matter?
Mickey's horse threw him. He's lying on the ground up there.
Well, I'll go back with you. Did it knock him out?
Yes. He must have hit his head.
Oh.
Well, hurry, Bob.
Betty, wait here with me. Let Bob go and see what can be done for Nicholas.
Oh, I can't, Dimitri. Will you come with us and help?
That would not be wise.
Come on, why don't you?
Nicky might even be dead.
If so, I cannot afford to be seen near him.
Oh, Dimitri.
Have you forgotten the stories of my friends who have died?
Well, if you acted like this when they were hurt, it's no wonder people talked about you. I'm going back.
Betty.
Please let go of the reins, Dimitri.
There is nothing you can do for Nicholas, my dear.
Let go.
What a lovely child you are. All fire and spirit.
Dimitri, please. It's awful to sit here talking like that when Nicky might be...
Not at all. Look at me, Betty.
What?
Look at me. I want you to promise to be my friend as Bob is.
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now, Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. Listen, place a penny on a table. Now cover the coin with the mystic ruby block. The magic money-changing block. Then utter the magic word, so-coot. Now remove the block, and in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. You boys and girls will want to start your magic collection with this Assyrian money changer. Here's a fine pocket trick for you men to spring on your friends and business associates. And if you ladies want to be sure your guests have a good time at your next party, try entertaining them with Chandu's magic trick. Just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System. Thank you.